You're listening to the sounds of Dicey Radio, getting ready to bomb the base.
Dicey is Europe's biggest arms fair, and where best to host it than in Britain, Europe's biggest arms dealers. From pistols and leg irons to cluster bombs and napalm, if they make it, somebody will buy it. All this is made possible thanks to the generous support of the Department of Defence and you, the British taxpayer. In 2001, Dicey confirmed its position as one of the leading arms fairs in the world, with 664 exhibitors from 21 countries. The hypocrisy of government controls and a continued industry drive to provide shareholder value often encourages arms supplies to both sides in areas of conflict, such as India and Pakistan, Angola and Uganda, thereby fanning the flames of war. Arms continue to be sold to regimes with atrocious human rights records such as Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, Turkey and Colombia. The cost of military budgets to many countries attending DICEY has vast implications for the ongoing development of education, health and social amenities.
So you can make a killing.
The last DICEY exhibition took place over the 11th of September 2001, the day of the attacks on America. While many businesses around the world closed, the arms fair stayed open. For three more days, countries including America, Israel and 14 different Arab nations continued to shop side by side for weapons.
Whoa, careful there, Annie Oakley.
I don't have to be careful, I got a gun.
Well, you probably want the accessory kit, holster.
Oh yeah.
Bandolier.
Baby.
Silencer.
Mm-hmm.
Loudener. Speed cocker.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
And this is for shooting down police helicopters.
Oh, I don't need anything like that. Yet. Just give me my gun.
Sorry, the law requires a 5-day waiting period. We've got to run a background check.
5 days? But I'm mad now.
Yeah.
I'd kill you if I had my gun.
Yeah, well, you don't.
There's a big shit.
Want guns? We've got guns. All the latest models at incredible prices. Need finance? No problem. Thanks to the British government's Credit Export Guarantee Department, you can buy now, pay never. Whatever your problem, civil unrest, border disputes, counterinsurgents, wrestlers, natives, we've got the answer and no questions asked. This offer is not subject to status. Your country's economic stability may be at risk if future governments attempt to keep up with repayments.
You arms dealers really amaze me with your perspective. You arms dealers really slay me with your message. Your message is clear like a hole in the head. All is light. Somehow I wonder if all this is light. What must enlightenment feel like? You arms dealers really amaze me with your perspective. You arms dealers really slay me with your message. I felt water flowing all of my life. I feel my blood run coldly as I pay the price of a bullet for a soldier's gun. You arms dealers really amaze me with your perspective. You arms dealers really slay me with your message. I pay the wages, but I don't foot the bill of thy kingdom come. The wages of wealth are paid for by death when thy will is done. You arms dealers, you arms dealers, you arms dealers, you arms dealers. My baby's crying, I'm crying too, here on earth. Tears may mean nothing to you, but here on my heaven they have their worth. You arms dealers really amaze me with your perspective. You arms dealers really slay me with your message. Death is your kingdom, your love and your story. I'll say never. Life is the wisdom, the power and the glory. Forever and ever. You arms dealers. You arms dealers. You arms dealers. You arms dealers. You arms dealers.
Fucked up, bitch.
You'd be forgiven for thinking, thanks to lazy reporting of the mainstream media, that it is illegal weapons of mass destruction that most threaten world peace. According to a report from Oxfam, in modern conflicts, over 80% of all casualties have been civilian, and 90% of those are caused by small arms. Small arms are often long life, low maintenance equipment, which means they are easily available and linger around years after conflicts have ended, thus preventing smooth transition into a more peaceful society. During the Cold War, many nations were flooded with small arms by powerful nations such as the USA and the former Soviet Union. The growing availability of small arms has been a major factor in the increase in the number of conflicts. It is estimated that there are around 500 million military small arms around the world.
AK-47. When you absolutely, positively got to kill every mother in the room, that no substitute.
Oh, my child, to scatter. Worms, my shut up. One thing I got shot out the master. And be it proper. Hey. It's one life, one other man. It's one friend and it's one bar man. Yeah. Why?
Oh, no, people kill people. But I'm no friend of you, you want to defeat evil. Bad man, still no friend of you. And the wrong man, you're trouble, no way you want to do. Oh, no, people kill people. But I'm no friend of you, you want to defeat evil. Bad man, still no friend of you. And the wrong man, you're trouble, no way you want to do. Got to know the reason for gone. Fuck them one of you, and him a run up and down. If you're bad a country, make you know bad a king's son. No intimidate me, call me now run. Why would I feel run over Bobby Minnie? He gone no fight on me. Protect me from me friend, coming on me enemy. Dive by shooting, see them all up in me. I put what I do, shoot to man up in me. Come up here, people kill people. What are you feeling now, you want to defeat evil. Bad man, still afraid of you. I the wrong man, no trouble no, where you want to go. Come up here, people kill people. What are you feeling now, you want to defeat evil. Bad man, still afraid of you. I the wrong man, no trouble boy, where you want to go. Have my experience with the man standing glass. Trying to be inside the studio, putting lyrics on track. If I die, ever die, hurt that son of me last. What would I start to never stop? Big gun down, we have big only one shot. Lifeless body, no left and pass track. Attack and by soldier and cop. Idiot, never want to listen to the dog of me last shot. Come no kill people kill people. What can you bring on you, you want to defeat evil. Bad man, still afraid of you. And the wrong man, no trouble, no way you want to go. Come no kill people kill people. What can you bring on you, you want to defeat evil. Bad man, we no fear of you. And the wrong man, no trouble, why where you want to do. Got to know the reason for gone. Fuck them one out, and him a run up and down. If you're bad a country, make you know bad a Kingston. Don't intimidate me, can we now run. Me say, why would I be running over the minute. We gone no find a way. But let's pray for me friend, can we know get enemy. Time by shooting, all of them up anyway. Yeah man, watch it now. Talk on no kill people kill people. Fuck on your friend and you want to defeat evil. Bad man, still afraid of you. And the wrong man, no trouble, no where you want to go. On no kill people.
You're getting the shock and awe treatment from Dicey Radio. Risky business in the shock.
You don't need no gun control. You know what you need? We need some bullet control. We need to control the bullets. That's right. I think all bullets should cost $5,000. $5,000 for a bullet. You know why? Because if a bullet costs $5,000, there'll be no more innocent bystanders. Every time somebody gets shot, they be like, damn, he must have did something. Shit, they put $50,000 worth of bullets in his ass. And people are safe before they kill somebody if a bullet costs $5,000. Man, I would blow your fucking head off if I could afford it. I'm gonna get me another job, I'm gonna start saving some money, and you a dead man. You better hope I can't get no bullets on layaway.
I use the pen. Because the pen is mightier than a sword. But you always must keep a sword handy for when the pen fails. I sleep with a .44 Magnum under my pillow.
Come on. That's what everyone says. Is that true?
Uh-huh. I know what you're thinking. Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
In many conflict zones around the world, it is easier to obtain guns and ammunition than food and medicine. Civilians, having paid the price for war, all too often suffer the further effects of easy access to weapons once the conflict is over. These effects include constant fear, denial of humanitarian assistance, and levels of weapons-related deaths and injury approaching those seen in wartime. In many parts of the world, the proliferation of small military-style weapons is out of control. Small arms are cheap, durable, and easy to use. Unlike major weapon systems, which require user training to be handled efficiently, an assault rifle can easily transform a schoolboy into an efficient killer. There is an abundance of suppliers around the world, and the hundreds of millions of such weapons in circulation can cause their prices to drop well below the cost of manufacture. In some countries, an assault rifle can be bought for less than $15, or a bag of maize. Until recently, however, little attention has been given to the human cost of the widespread availability of small arms. It is time to challenge the fatalistic acceptance of daily news reports of armed attacks on civilians as just a fact of life. Success in reducing the human cost of unregulated arms proliferation will depend on creating a sense of responsibility and accountability among those who provide weapons and among those who use them. These weapons serve as tools for implementing life and death decisions, and should no longer be treated as just another type of commercial commodity to be governed by the law of supply and demand.
Dicey business.
Know what I do when I feel like that?
What?
I fire a gun.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I go to this little firing range downtown and I just pop off a few rounds.
I've never fired a gun before.
Well, you've got to try it. Nothing makes you feel more powerful. Well, almost nothing.
You sicken me.
You may fire when ready.
Find out, you know, Bush has been selling weapons to Iraq since whenever, and we knew that. I knew that during the Persian Gulf War. Those intelligence reports would come in. Iraq, incredible weapons. Incredible weapons. How do y'all know that? Well, we looked at the receipt. But as soon as that check clears, we're going in. What time's the bank open? 8? We're going in at 9. For God, the country, and he's a Hitler, and hey, look, a fetus. So whatever you need, let's go!
Discriminate. discriminate and can discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness, what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Then you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of the negative. Not respecting each other, denies our brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us.
My shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, love is found.
People killing, people dying, children hurt, and you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, would you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us.
The arms trade is big business.
I know. It's loads of money.
The arms trade is big business. Global military expenditure and arms trade around the world amounts to $800 billion annually. The United States is the biggest dealer in weapons, making and selling nearly half of all weapons sold. Meanwhile, their own military budget is almost $400 billion, is half the world's total. Despite the end of the Cold War, global arms sales have increased, with US manufacturers taking the lion's share of orders. Worldwide, arms sales are almost $40 billion, up from $34 billion in 1999. As world trade globalizes, so does the trade in arms. In order to make up for the decline in traditional markets, the arms industry, with the help of their host governments, has been busy creating new markets. Sales of weapons to governments in four countries now account for over two-thirds of all arms sales.
This is horrible.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
The Arms Trade is big business. The Arms Trade is big business. The Arms Trade is big business.
Every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies, in the final sense, a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. This world in arms is not spending money alone. It is spending the sweat of its labourers, the genius of its scientists, the hopes of its children. This is not a way of life at all, in any true sense. Under the cloud of threatening war, it is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. President Dwight D. Eisenhower, The Chance for Peace, April 16, 1953.
Making a bomb, dropping the bomb, dropping the bomb,
hear the lunchtime whistle. I don't go out to eat. I'd rather stick around and polish a couple of cruise missiles.
Though I don't deny your right to hold a point of view, and I'll be the first one to agree that there are changes overdue. But don't you see, it isn't me that you should do your talking to. Somebody somewhere has the power, but nobody knows who. Even investors and investors only got a job to do, like at execs. Their excuses for the excellent they spew, and reporters who report it, though they know it isn't true. And the policemen who support it when they wave the convoy to, and the ones who lay the tarmac, and the captain and the crew, and the girl who packs the order, and the ones who join the queue to spend their wages on the cage. They have grown addicted to another million, whom they'll get like they never had a clue. That there were torturers and traitors taking lives that never knew. Their mothers tenderness and all the toys of life that life is due.
Now I'm being torn apart here, I don't know what way to turn.
It's kind of scary when you think the whole thing's true. Somebody somewhere up to hold a full review. Tell them if they say kill, I'll kill. And if they say rob, I'll rob. And if you ask why, then I'll reply, hey, I'm only doing my job.
You're trying to ruin me.
Release the hounds.
Plasma rifle in a 40-watt range.
Cool.
Uzi 9mm.
Cool.
You may fire when ready.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
You sicken me.
When you absolutely, positively got to kill every mother in the room, except no substitutes.
Stay tuned to Dicey Radio. Stay tuned.
I'm so sick of arming the world and then sending troops over to destroy the fucking arms. You know what I mean? We keep arming these little countries, then we go and blow the shit out of them. We're like the bullies of the world, you know? We're like Jack Palance in the movie Shane, throwing the pistol at the sheep herder's feet.
Pick it up.
I don't want to pick it up, mister. You'll shoot me.
Pick up the gun.
Mister, I don't want no trouble, huh? I just came downtown here to get some Hard Rock candy for my kids, some gingham for my wife. I don't even know what gingham is, but she goes through about 10 rolls a week of that stuff. I ain't looking for no trouble, mister.
You all saw him. He had a gun.
My ever-growing army of the undead.
Sir, you have to let go of the button.
Well, son of a bitch!
The fun don't stop at Dicey. If you just can't get enough of the big boy's toys, don't stress. BAE Systems and the like invite you to Fair for Air Tattoo. Held every year, this isn't just a family day out. It's a chance for your friendly defence contractors to show off the latest military hardware and perhaps even secure a few deals.
The trigger and listen.
That sounds like a gun battle over there.
Is real? Looks like real.
It sounds like real.
Right. The sound of power, military, and Western rifles by Mars.
Why do the baby star has enough food to feed the world? Why wouldn't there so many of us that their people still don't own? Why are the little salt peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? A woman still not safe when she's in her home. Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. Time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions, the some who seek the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us that there are people still alone? Why are the missiles all peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon when the blind remove their blind. Why wouldn't there so many of us, there are people still alone? Why are the little salt peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, war is yes, we're all free.
Well, it's been quite a week in Albert Square on BBC One as Pat and Peggy went head-to-head. Frank and Roy go bumper-to-bumper. Unmissable. EastEnders.
We've got a bit of company down the Queen Vic this week.
I'm listening, it better be good, son.
They're a well-armed firm. I think they must be some of Grant's old mates.
Oh, I see.
They've got some tasty-looking shooters with them and all.
I'm going to have to get another little sniff, darling.
You'll need more than the pony if you want to look round their lock-up mind.
What you got there? Some sort of donut?
Still, they ain't fussy about where you cop your wedge. They'll do business with any kind of despicable scum. Even Ian Beale. They don't give a monkey's what kind of nutter you might be neither. Old Ronnie and Reggie was nothing compared to some of their customers.
What are you trying to make me look some sort of double yoker?
Nah. Just cough up a few sobs and the goods are yours. No questions asked. Know what I mean, Squire?
You're listening to Risky Radio. Dicey, this week's big night in the East End.
Happiness is a warm gun.
The town of Virgin, Utah has passed a law requiring all residents to own guns.
Displays the target he used to pass his shooting test. But the thing is, he can't see it. He's blind. Kerry has had a love affair with guns since he first got his hands on an M16 as a teenager.
I'm actually most comfortable with assault rifles.
This is horrible.
Please, 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 can't we think about this again?
Now it's time for a brief history of the United States of America.
Boring!
Hi, boys and girls, ready to get started? Once upon a time, there were these people in Europe called pilgrims, and they were afraid of being persecuted. So they all got in a boat and sailed to the New World where they wouldn't have to be scared ever again.
Oh, I'm so relaxed.
Ooh, I feel so much safer.
But as soon as they arrived, they were greeted by savages, and they got scared all over again. So they killed them all. Now, you'd think wiping out a race of people would calm them down, but no. Instead, they started getting frightened of each other.
Witch!
So they burned witches. In 1775, they started killing the British so they could be free. And it worked. But they still didn't feel safe. So they passed a Second Amendment, which said every white man could keep his gun.
I loves my gun. Loves my gun.
Which brings us to the genius idea of slavery. You see, boys and girls, the white people back then were also afraid of doing any work. So they went to Africa, kidnapped thousands of black people, brought them back to America, and forced them to work very hard for no money. And I don't mean no money like
I work at Walmart and make no money.
I mean $0. Nothing. Not a zip. Doing it that way made the USA the richest country in the world. So did having all that money and free help calm the white people down? No way. They got even more afraid. That's because after 200 years of slavery, the black people now outnumbered the white people in many parts of the South. Well, you can pretty much guess what came next. The slaves started rebelling. There were uprisings. An old master's head got chopped off. And when white people heard of this, they were freaking out and going, oh, no, hell, don't kill me, big black man. Well, just in the nick of time came Samuel Colt, who in 1836 invented the first weapon ever that could be fired over and over without having to reload. And all the sailors were like, yee-haw! But it was too late. The North soon won the Civil War and the slaves were freed. Yep, they were free now to go chop all the old master's heads off. And everybody was like, oh, no, we're gonna die. But the freed slaves took no revenge. They just wanted to live in peace. But you couldn't convince the white people of this. So they formed the Ku Klux Klan. And in 1871, the same year the Klan became an illegal terrorist organization, another group was founded, the National Rifle Association. Soon politicians passed one of the first gun laws, making it illegal for any black person to own one. It was a great year for America. The KKK and the NRA. Of course, they had nothing to do with each other, and this was just a coincidence. One group legally promoted responsible gun ownership, and the other group shot and lynched black people. And that's the way it was all the way to 1955, when a black woman broke the law by refusing to move to the back of the bus. White people just couldn't believe it.
Huh? Well, I won't say no.
What's going on? Man, all hell broke loose. Black people everywhere started demanding their rights, and white people had a major freaking field meltdown. And they were all like, run away! Run away! And they did. They all ran fleeing to the suburbs where it was all white and safe and clean. And they went out and bought a quarter of a billion guns and put locks on the doors, alarms in the houses, and gates around the neighborhoods. And finally, they were all safe and secure and snug as a bug. And everyone lived happily ever after.
Oh, jeez.
In George Bush's America, the poor were not a priority. And after September 11, 2001, correcting America's social problems took a back seat to fear, panic, and a new set of priorities.
One way to express our unity is for Congress to set the military budget, the defense of the United States, as a number one priority and fully fund my request.
We've been selling a lot of chemical suits with the gloves and the hoods, and we've been selling a lot of gas masks.
I'm trying to get one for myself and my pussy.
Dennis Marks and his wife have been stocking up supplies.
Weapons, ammunition.
Walmart says after September 11th, gun sales surged 70%, ammunition up 140%. In Dallas, they're already taking pot shots at Osama bin Laden.
In the months following the 9/11 attacks, we Americans were gripped in a state of fear. None of us knew if we, too, would die at the hands of the evildoers, or who might be sitting next to some crazy guy trying to light his shoes on fire. The threat seemed very real.
It's probably a little paranoia or anything, but I'm not going to take the chance, that's all. Just try to protect myself and my family.
Our growing fears were turned into a handsome profit for many.
Mike Blake has seen a 30% increase in sales at ADT over the last month. Most of the people he talks to are still a little uneasy over these September 11th terrorist attacks.
How are we afraid of all these things? It's because a lot of people are making a lot of money off of it and a lot of careers off of it. And so there's vested interests, a lot of activity to keep us afraid.
And what better way to fight box-cutter-wielding terrorists than to order a record number of fighter jets from Lockheed? Yes, everyone felt safer, especially with the Army doing garbage detail on Park Avenue. And the greatest benefit of all of a terrorized public is that the corporate and political leaders can get away with just about anything.
I never seen a better example of cash and carry government than this Bush administration and Enron.
There were a lot of things that I didn't know after the World Trade Center attack, but one thing was clear. Whether it was before or after September 11th, a public that's this out of control with fear should not have a lot of guns or ammo laying around.
Yeah, but what are you going to do?
I know what you're thinking, Punk. You're thinking, did he fire six shots or only five? I tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, that will blow your head clean off. You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Bye.
ridiculous. And what you got me there? Some sort of donut. Don't be ridiculous. You get smiled with me, pal. I'll come down and give you a dry slap.
Think about this again. What are you going to do then? Let's get on down to the main attraction with a little less talk and a lot more action. A little less talk, a lot more action. Let's get on down to the main attraction with a little less talk and a lot more action. Get on down to the main attraction with a little less talk. A lot more.